So I've started directly to apply this to like making music. And what it means is, every time I'm recording a song in my room, or every time I'm at band practice with a band, I am never, or what I'm attempting to do is never think of the future or never think of the past. And this, two examples, say the past. Thinking of the past would be like, oh, well, I can't do this on guitar, but like six months from now, I'll be able to pull this off if I keep practicing, right? Whereas like if you never think along those lines to begin with, you open this channel that means like anything can come out at any time, and suddenly this thing that you thought was 3 months away is suddenly here, like right now. Because it's not something you have to sit and learn or sit and like figure out. It's just like, meaning you're clearing your mind to the point where you're open to pure, like divine universe. And by not thinking of the future means like, how many times have I started a four-track recording and just been like, God, I wonder what the rest of the band will think about this. Or, wow, I wonder when this is totally a done song recorded at a nice studio, what people will think of this. Or like, wow, I wonder how it's going to be after I add the vocal part and the percussion part, you know? Whereas like in the last month, I started to make music at home where I was just like doing everything on improv. I also recently got into free jazz quite a bit and was respecting free jazz and the idea of like improv jam sessions, right? Like all the time, like Free All Beats is playing in our basement. And they're kind of like a free jazz band. So I go down there, I jam with them. And I notice like, and in band practice, whenever the anniversary is like jamming, you know, there's like, you know, when your band is like really just jamming and not concerned about writing a song, not concerned about anything, a lot of times something really great will come out of it. But I've always been along the impressions like, well, okay, now we're done jamming, now it's time to get down to work, you know? Whereas now I realize that everything is about improv, as far as anything that I think is real gain. So recently I made a recording the last few weeks where I came up with the drums or the bass or the guitar or whatever, but I did it all at the spur of the moment. Like usually I'll spend like a week trying to work out lyrics, or months if I haven't figured out the vocal part and it's finally time to do it in the big studio and like suddenly I'm working more on the lyrics. Well, the most recent anniversary recording I did two takes of the vocals, making up the lyrics on the spot, and then like kind of reworked it just a little bit just to make sense out of it, you know, and then sang it. And it's like my favorite thing I've done so far. Same thing with the guitar parts and same thing with everything. So the idea is like you're limiting yourself by thinking of the past or the future. Because every time you're thinking of the past or the future, you're wasting time where you can be truthfully like making progress, is what I realized.
So how does the rest of the, you know, the band adapting to, you know, your new approach to songwriting?
Well, I think luckily everyone in the anniversary is like super open-minded. Like as far as like everyone's had certain experiences, I think, in their life, or had like certain gone through certain thought processes where you can be like, I could say all this stuff that I'm saying to you right now, I could say to them, and for the most part, they wouldn't like, because I could say this to a lot of people, and they'd just be like, what are you talking about? Or like, this is cheesy, or like, whoa, man, like, you're crazy. You know, like, there's so many reactions, or just like, I don't know what you're talking about, or what you're talking about is bullshit. But pretty much everyone in the band, like, we listen to each other and realize, because best example is this, is how much our music is changing all the time and evolving, that everyone's pretty much resigned themselves to the fact now that like anything goes. So it's like, let's keep an open mind.
I guess my question for you then is like, how in the world would you be able to preserve that kind of spontaneous approach if you were to record an album and tour on it for 3 months and play those songs, you know,
right,
every night? Do you worry about that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely I do, because I've noticed how like a few months after the last record being out, I was sick of playing the songs already, you know? And luckily, I mean, we were able to, like, combat that in ways that we'd kind of reinvent the songs, you know, rework the songs, come up with new ideas. And there were definitely conflicts sometimes within the band, but mostly you realize that all the conflict that would happen within our band would come, truthfully, was coming from the outside. Someone from the outside saying, like, or just thoughts the idea of like, wait, you're not supposed to change this song because people are coming out to see the record and hear it this way, and they're going to be upset if you don't play it this way. And like, I relate to that. It's like, okay, you make the fans happy. They're the people that support you. But I also think, I believe way more than that, is that the fans will be totally way more fulfilled at a show if like, if what you're playing at that moment you truly like believe in, you have all your heart and soul. And to have all your heart and soul in the performance, it usually means you're having to reinvent it all the time. Bob Dylan would be a perfect example of this, you know, like when he went electric and how everyone freaked out, and like how now even he'll tour and totally rework songs and people are like, want to hear Mr. Tambourine Man with him and an acoustic guitar, but he's doing it with a full band and this weird arrangement and whatnot. It's because he's making it, you know, like, fresh for himself, making it so he can really believe in it instead of, like, something that he's done 100,000s of times over and over again, and it doesn't have the true heart and soul behind it. So, there, I think there's been times in our band where we've had conflict as far as, like, you know, I'll want to, like, totally change a song or rework a song or push it in this direction, and where others will think it's a bad idea because of like how the audience will respond. But for the most part, everyone's been pretty open to the idea of evolving, only because it's a fact that as we've been evolving, we've been becoming better musicians, better writers, and better just cohesive players as a band. And so you can't deny that. So the more we evolve, like the more we take chances as far as evolving certain songs, we become tighter as a unit. So it's like, again, it seems like it's outside sources that that would rebel it. Like thought is keeping you from saying like, wait, you're not supposed to do that, or no, that's a bad idea. So instead of going with the moment and realizing that progress comes from the now instead of like basing it on how the album sounded or something like that.
So, I mean, how different, like, when you guys play in a week or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, how different is it going to be, you know, from, like, maybe from the last show you played at the Tap Room, and then from maybe when saw you at Day on the Hill a year ago or something,
okay,
you know?
Like, well, like, from the Day on the Hill to, like, our last Tap Room show, I'd say there'd be, like, a pretty much night and day difference in a lot of ways. From the Tap Room show to this gig, there's not going to be a whole lot of difference, because a lot of this stuff is, like, that we've been working on is so new that like it's still like as a full band fine-tuning itself to the point where it's like, because I'd rather not play any, no one in the band would want to play something unless it's like pretty much we think it's like at least at a good spot live, you know. And a lot of the stuff, everything we've been doing, at least as far as like what I've been doing, has been coming more and more rhythmically complex. More and more rhythms that we've never played before. We were totally unfamiliar with, you know, like hip-hop, reggae-style rhythms.
And
that
playing also
are,
percussion.
Yeah, it's things that are totally foreign to us, so they take a little bit of time to, like, develop and become totally comfortable with, so you don't feel like an ass on stage, like, playing something that, you know, that you're not used to. Mm-hmm. So there won't be that big a difference. There'll be a shift already because even, like, that Tap Room show, we followed it by three shows in Texas, and I even felt in those shows like there was even kind of a departure from the Tap Room show and like one of the last shows in Texas, just like kind of like, okay, now this is kind of under our belt, you know, and like adding to that. So, you know, there'll be a little bit of a change, but I'd say the real change will be again, like, if I had it our way, everyone in the band agrees, we would not be on tour in the next 2 months. We would not be playing any shows. But we need to, like, get a record deal, and we need to make money. And it's fun as hell to go out on the tour for, like, a week. I mean, we get along great, and it's fun as hell. So, and it's fun to play live every now and then when you're not used to it. But really, like, right now, my passion is at home, recording, and at band practice, playing all new stuff all the time. The big departure will be our next album comes out, and like people said, you know, our first album is called Design Nervous Breakdown, our second album is called Your Majesty. And these two albums are very different. You listen to them, people are like, and all the interviews we did with Your Majesty were all about like, wow, I can't believe like the progress you've made, or like, how did this come about, or, you know, what was going on with you guys, what, you know, all about the big difference between the two albums. Well, this difference between the last album and this album is going to be, you know, twice, three, 10 times the difference between those two albums, the first two albums.